back to another exciting season of 20 Minutes with Chad. But Chad may or not have a background like me, or he can just stand his blank wall because he's too cheap to buy a green screen.
I have a green screen. I was just too lazy to put it up.
Well, let's chat. You've been in Sacramento, what, 2 months now?
I'm in a town outside of Sacramento, about 30 minutes outside of Sacramento. So about 30 minutes outside of San Francisco, Sacramento. That's actually between, basically it's 30 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes between Sacramento, 30 to 45 minutes between San Francisco. So I could go either or.
So are you north of San Francisco then?
Yeah, north of San Francisco.
So yes. I've never been to your house then. It's too far to drive.
No, it's in NorCal.
I've been as far as San Francisco. I've been to Sonoma. Am I going the right way?
Yeah, that's actually kind of close. It's getting closer. Closer. It's more to the wineries.
Yeah, the coast, I went to the wineries.
But yeah, that's close. I'm on the other side of 80. So because you have to go to Highway 12 or 101 to get to Sonoma.
Dude, I wasn't
we know
driving.
Your directions. You're from Canada. So you guys still trade in. Was it SERP moose belts, whatever you want to call them?
Listen, people in Canada have a job. I'm like somebody else I know.
I have a job. Man whoring is a job. Such a child like you. Say what happened?
Is it really a job?
No. I wish it was a job. That'd probably give you benefits. Joking.
So how many jobs have you applied for since you've been there?
I've been up here for a little over 2 months. I didn't really start looking till January because when I was up here, it was the holidays, so nothing was hiring. So I think I applied to about 60 jobs, I think.
60. And how many jobs 60. Do we have?
And
offers?
I actually had 3, but I turned those down.
Because
the pay wasn't worth it, the bullshit.
But you have nothing, right? Am I fully understanding this?
These jobs, I would rather fucking live in a cardboard box than actually
get paid. You're getting close.
Well, yeah, true. Very true. No, it's just like I had 15 out of the 60 jobs. I had 15 interviews, which are like phone interviews because everything's by phone now. And out of those 15, I think I had 2 or 3 of those were second interviews. And then I'm just waiting. Like one of them, I'm waiting to see what happens. It's a pizza job. Woohoo! Figures. But
what
yeah.
What a change.
Yeah, no. It's like, oh, fat Italian guy. But a thing also, too, up here is the same thing even with LA. If you apply for jobs, a lot of people are hiring, but because the government gave so many loans, we're called PPP loans, a lot of companies got loans so they don't have to pay them back if they put out they're looking to hire. So there's like loopholes where during COVID, the same thing in LA, but also it's anywhere in America, basically they say, oh, here's these hundreds of thousands of dollars of loans we're giving you, but you don't have to pay them back if you put hiring signs and looking like you're hiring. So a lot of companies did that, but a lot of big corporations here beat the small businesses to those loans where these companies didn't even need them, but they're like, oh, but we need them because they're essential, blah, 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 blah. Because I know this even for a fact because fucking the Pizza Hut, when I was working down there, that's what they did. It was a franchise that they owned like 100, 200 Pizza Huts. And basically they're like, oh, we got to pay our employees and give them hazard pay and stuff. So the government gave them loans, but then they put down, oh, we're looking to hire. But they didn't even give us, hazard pay. Like our hazard pay when I worked at fucking Pizza Hut was, here's 2 large pizzas with 2 toppings. Thanks for not dying on us, guys. That was their whole thing. And you're like, fucking corporations, man. I just cannot deal with corporations. Where I was up here, like what's funny is because I don't have a car. Like I could borrow my mom's car, which is a death trap in itself. the car is like 20 something years old and I don't know how it's still running. It's a Ford, but I really don't know. She has so much work done on, and I was like, just hire some Mexicans to steal it and burn it and just take the insurance. But that will never happen. So if cops ever look for me, ingest, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But no, it's just like, but I only get those things because she commutes to work. So she has to go to Concord. So that's like a 30-minute drive. It's close to the Bay Area. But but that's one thing that's preventing me because I didn't tell everyone I moved back up here. So a lot of filmmakers and people I know in the business up here are like, oh, Chad, you're back. You didn't tell us you're back. I'm like, yeah, I've been here for almost 2 months. Like, I already had like news stations up there. Like, hey, come up and interview for a news producer gig or something, or a film rental house or something. I'm like, and those are good money gigs, but no car to get up there. Kind of limited. So I was like, yeah, let me settle here and get my car. Because I've been eyeing a used car, but like I said, it's like $6,000 to put down. So I'm like, it's a used car that gets point A to B. It's a commuter car. But it's just like, I could find good cars like that, but you need, you know, $6,000 to still pay for it. And the gas, the registration, all that fun stuff. Insurance. So it's just like, I'd rather get a bonehead job where I just get money, save up money, pay a little bit of rent and stuff, and then go from there and kind of that's what I want to do. That's the goal. That's the end all goal.
Oh, you're done. I can finally speak.
That's pretty much it.
Now, since
this viewers is not Bill Burr's show.
When are you getting a haircut?
Right now, I'm not. I'm just too freaking late. Dude, it's like $30 for a haircut.
Dude. You're not going to Chinatown. There must be a Chinatown where you are.
Bruh, no. Everyone's trying to charge everyone an arm and a leg right now.
Okay, quick story. You got to hear this one. Pre-COVID, my barber was $18. Of moose syrup, as you would put it.
Moose syrup.
I went back. I haven't been back for a little while. It's now $28.
Yep, that's pretty much what happens.
I'm like, we're done. I found a $15 one near my house. Trying it out this week.
Oh, really? You see, that's always my fears is like, because they always do these little coupons, but then they tax you and then freaking, they're like, they look at you like they're poor orphans, like, oh, tip.
Yeah,
I have a tip for you. Tip. Get a better job, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. Look at this. Here you go. Bye-bye.
Give my cut hair to a bunch of cancer children. Let them be, you know, survive.
There's a big topic that bugs me, tipping. Americans, for the most part, Canadians are bad, but Americans are the worst. I remember taking a bus from the airport to Grand Central. Mm-hmm. I still had to walk about 7 blocks from my hotel. Not a big issue. But the guy in the bus had his hand out. Buddy, you get paid. Why is your hand out? Not like you did it. You got paid to drive the bus. You put my luggage under the thing. That's your job.
No, exactly. And it's not just that.
And it's just not like you came over and made sure my meal was good. I was relaxed in the seat. You got on the bus and drove me half an hour. Then I get off the bus, you announce it's almost your retirement and your hand is out for a tip. I just kept walking by that. And I'm like, buddy, I'm a Canadian. I can't afford your tips.
It's not even that. It's like, for like hospitality, stuff like that. Yes, why not? But even that, it's just like, I don't do that stuff. Where it comes to tipping, I only tip when it comes to food service and stuff. I usually give 15-18% because I know what it's like working in food service.
18% is a lot of money.
Not really if you think about it.
It is. $100?
$100, yeah.
It's $18.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. It's just like, not even that, but I'm a Jew when it comes to food, so I'm finding cheaper deals in that, so it's not going to be no $100 meals. But it's just like, but I always found like, certain things where I was like 15-18% is what I usually do. 20% of service is really good.
Oh, but, God, no.
But you see, but I'm also, work. You see, and I'm broke and poor, and I can still
so
do
am
that.
I. But I don't live with my mom getting free rent.
always, very true. I'm like, right now it's free, but I'm going to be paying half the stuff for when I'm here. But I do buy other things. That's what's killing my savings, is that I do pay some bills still. I still have my own bills. So I was like, that's the thing where I'm like, I have a lot of things. It's like my bills, like my personal bills, are like $150.
Wow. Ooh, $150.
Like, yeah. No. Like that's a lot when you don't have a job. and then all this stuff happens. So I'm a senior, so it kind of adds up where I was just like, oh, sometimes I had like, I do my own groceries though too. So that's the thing too. I do buy my own groceries.
Your mom doesn't buy any of them? Not a thing.
Not a lot of them, because I have to eat my own stuff. I told her, I was like, yo, you buy your stuff. Like, she does buy stuff, but I don't eat the stuff because she's not on the same strict diet I am, where I get nervous when I was like, cause she likes butter and cheese and stuff. And it's just like, what was it? She made potato soup the other day. And after that, I was like, because I can't do things heavy or anything. I spent 2 days just passing gas the whole time. I'm just like, I'm going to either need to call a doctor or a priest and need a buttism because I keep fucking farting for 2 whole days. So I was just like, ay, ay, ay. I was like, Mom, this is why I just do my own thing, because my diet, I'm usually, what was it, in the mornings, I eat oatmeal with some fruit. Then I do a lunch. I've been eating kind of a lot of carbs. I'm not supposed to eat sandwiches and stuff, but I do that. And then dinners and stuff, I try to do salads. Like I'm saying, she makes like chimichangas and then things like hot dogs and then soups. There's like one night that she wants to make soups and or chilies. She makes a lot of, what is it called? The other day, we had biscuits and gravy for night, and I was like, Mom, you're killing me here. I'm like, this is good food, and my heart's like, so it's like, I'm that's why I'm happy that I finally got up to 5+ miles walking around here, because it's all hills and inclines. And it's funny because I always laugh because I would talk massive shit when Kevin Smith was talking about how he goes up the canyon. I was like, oh, 4 miles a day, what a pussy, 4 miles. 4 miles, and I'm doing like 7-8 miles on flat, and I'm up here dying like, holy fuck, 5 miles. God damn it. Like it works a whole different muscle where you're just like, wow. Yeah. It's like literally it's working certain muscles where I have no more ass, dude. It's like, that's what sucks. Like I didn't have an ass at first anyways. And still it's just like, it's gone. It's like burnt off. So I'm like, God damn it. But yeah, so there's a lot of, like, so I'm trying to get my routines back, and then still writing a lot. So like that thing. So I'm doing that, trying to get a job. I'm not too stressed. I'm like, whatever. Like, I think I have till like all my March payment bills and stuff are paid for. After that, I'm screwed. I have no savings left. But I'm also babysitting my friend's kid this week for 3 days. So I'm getting paid for that. Cause she always pays me because like the last minute, cause in America we had this thing called President's Day, and all the schools go like, oh, hey, Monday, today's President's Day. We're supposed to have, everyone's supposed to have days off and stuff. But schools here in Northern California, they give the kids all a week off. And my friend has a job. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. So my friend and her husband, they're like, we're working. Like, how are we going to find? And they're like, Chad, are you still, have you found a job yet? Like, bitch, you know, yeah. I don't have a job yet. Guess what? You're going to be here 6 in the morning till 4:30. I'm like, God damn it. Yeah. God. Yeah. So I have to do that. Watch the kid from. He wakes up around 7:30, but he has homework and stuff he has to do. His mom makes sure, like, no, you got to do homework. So chores, still wake up like, you might be a week out of school, but still a weekday. You have to get up and do your normal stuff. So I was like, and he's 9. So it's like, he's not like a little. So he's just like, doop, 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 whatever. He just does his homework and goes, all right, I'm going to play my video games now. That's pretty much all he does. So I was like, all right, easy job. Just don't get injured because it's going to be weird. I don't have a car. It's going to be a weird Uber trip, duct taping your hands together. but no, it was just like, I watched him over the holidays for a week because he was out of school and the parents still had to work. They all worked full-time jobs. And I was just like, okay. And it was like, it was cool. He always weasels me. He goes, it's like, he's almost like his older sister who, you know, who doesn't live down here. She's 16 now. But, he does the same shit she does. He comes out and goes, "Hey, Chad, I know it's only 9:30 in the morning. What do you think about getting Panera Bread for lunch today? You know, you think it's a good idea?" And that's how he talks. He's like, "You think it's a good idea? You know, Panera Bread." And I do like Panera Bread. And I was like, "All right, sure, get Panera Bread." He gets his grilled cheese and his tomato soup, and I got my thing. Next day, "Hey, Chad, I know it's about 10 o'clock. You know what sounds really good? But it's just me. I don't know if you want to. What do you think about Chick-fil-A?" And I was like, "That actually kind of sounds kind of good, too." Good air and all. I'm like, get Chick-fil-A. And I'm looking at my wife. I was like, this motherfucking weaseled me. And so she's like laughing. And she's like, "Oh, my God." He's like, "Chad, you are such a mushball when it comes to kids. They just give you that power suggestion. You'd be like, oh, Chad, you want to do this? You want to bring cocaine and strippers, Chad? Okay. That sounds like a good idea." Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I was like, dang it. So like that. And then what else did? But yeah, he's just like, but she's like, he always likes you when you babysit. It's like, I'm like, I'm not a pushover, but I don't treat kids like kids. I'll be like, "Yo, okay, nope, not gonna do that. Nope. I don't baby them. I actually talk to them like adults without like less profanity or whatnot. You know, there's things you can't discuss with kids. Like, hey, you want to learn how to shoot up today?" Nanny
Chad. That would go over big, Chad. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that will go over.
Right.
Hey, I want to learn how to shoot up today. I think you should suggest that tomorrow.
Right, and she'll probably beat my ass. She's like, "Excuse me," but yeah. So, and then they have a pet cat that's like, he always dicks with me because it's a male cat. So he's just like, "Who is this fat fuck in my house?" Like, seriously, he's like, he literally, because I bring my, like, I try to write because they have coffee and everything for me, and everything's there. It's kind of like, get my snack, whatever, drink my coffee, you write, and he always comes with my writing and goes, flips it off. I'm like, this motherfucker. It just comes up. It's like, it looks like he's all friendly. Like, hey, you know, kind of like stretches out. Like, hey, how you doing? Boom, and knock my shit off. I was like, and it runs away. I was like, this asshole. starts chewing on things. I'm sitting there, I'm like, what is she chewing on? And he's chewing on my bag. I'm like, But yeah, no. Like that. That's what's kind of funny. So. That's what I'm doing for that. That's kind of getting me some money flowing too. So, but we'll see if I get this pizza job. That's the thing. And then getting this podcasting up and running again because it's season 6. I can't believe you guys. How many episodes have we gotten so far? Like,
I don't know, Chad. I don't worry about these things. I do. Well, I'll let people know in secret. There is one episode left from last season I never put out.
Saving it.
Why next season? Because really? I want to do a little special intro at the end, but they're going to hear a bit of it now, but I'm going to change it.
Okay.
And I want people to get stoked for your season because I knew you were not going to have your intro ready.
Yeah, I don't have the intro ready. Yes. Like I told Andrew, my editor friend that I've known for years, and he's just like, "Hey, you send me this stuff," and I've been kind of gathering clips.
Exactly my point. So therefore, people, you're gonna have a sneak peek. You'll get it before this episode, telling you that this episode will be on YouTube. So there you go. But they know that now.
Nice. Yeah.
And then you can see what Chad Roy looks like with his mullet.
It's not a mullet. It's hair. It's not a mullet because like it poops out.
People,
no, it's not a mullet.
Please comment on Chad's YouTube thing if it's a mullet or not.
It's not a mullet. It's not. It's like because I might hear my because I wear ties too to keep it tied in the back.
A man bun. He's got a man bun.
I do man buns sadly because I'm just too lazy to cut it. But we'll see how far
a haircut
and that too, pretty much. It's like I'm spending savings and then I'm like, what that? Like, nope, not going to cut my hair.
Maybe you should stop going to Chick-fil-A and Panera Bread.
Oh, that too. No, because like, oh, that's a good intro to something too, where, I can talk about shitty freaking interviews, man.
We're going to go back there. You can save that for your next episode because you're running out of time. So okay. Finish off any thoughts you have. And
thoughts right comments. Now is, please, please, universe, give me a job. If you have any acting gigs, this is what killed me. I haven't gotten any acting gigs or actually any auditions since working for last year. I had 3 projects that I was in for development. And almost all 3 of those projects fell through.
That's haven't you heard of stand-up comedy in the Sacramento area?
So what happened?
Stand-up comedy.
I'm actually, it was funny you said that because I've been having issues writing. Like, I write every morning. And I usually start writing, like, free-form writing and stuff and script ideas I like and stuff. But as of lately, because I've been, like, psychoanalyzing myself and my career and my existential crisis. I've been like looking at things and I've been actually writing more comedy bits than scripts right now. Like I have, like I was looking at, cause one of my friends is like, Chad, do you have any scripts to do? And I'm like, through my computer, I have 6 short film scripts and that's not even sketch comedy scripts. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, I have the scripts to do movies and stuff. It's just I don't have the budget or the time to really want to do it. Like, I don't half-ass my stuff. That's the thing. But I might be doing stand-up pretty soon. I'd be like calling my L.A. friends like, hey, are you going on road gigs? You need someone? Because I could use this $70 performing bumfuck Wyoming in a bar. That might be a thing.
I can't that might wait. Be a situation. Dad goes back on the road.
Oh, God. I hate touring. I really hate touring. I always make a joke of like, there's road dog comics. There's the East Coast approach comedians, you have the West Coast approach comedians, and you have the Chad style where I'm just like, I rather Netflix and chill, talk shit on a computer and hide.
Well, guess what? It's time to go hide. Goodbye.
Chad's out.